Welcome to Hot Talk, the platform for profound conversations on politics, social issues, and economy. From youth leaders to politicians, farmers to traders, street vendors to faith-based leaders, we bring you diverse voices willing to engage in some of the hardest conversations about the most pressing issues of our time. Hot Talk, setting the pace for discussion.
Good evening, amazing listeners across South Sudan, and welcome to another inspiring episode of Radio Mirai's Heart Talk, Alwa One Star Ta Mushtama. I am your host, Abraham Daljang, and joined by my colleague,
Kafuki Jada.
And tonight, we will focus on Central Equatoria Grassroots Women Voice for Peace, and that is CUDA Community Dialogue. This dialogue brings together cattle keepers and farmers in Central Equatoria, groups that have often been at odds due to conflict rising when cattle destroy crops. And last month, community leaders representing both cattle herders and farmers signed a memorandum of understanding. And that is a landmark agreement that outlines how they can coexist peacefully without conflict. Women played a crucial role in facilitating this kind of dialogue as in form of MOU, and this can demonstrate once again when women can advocate for peace and also bring cohesion among community, and they can be able to listen to themselves.
Yes, and across South Sudan, clashes between pastoralists and farmers have disrupted livelihood and, of course, threaten food security. Yet women in villages like CUDA are stepping forward, mediating disputes, encouraging dialogue, and promoting practical solutions. So tonight, we want to highlight those women's voices and explore how this MOU can become a model for other regions as well. So our distinguished guests who are joining us in the studio, Gladys Jambi, who is from UNMIS, she's the from the gender unit. She will be sharing insights on women's role in peace building. We also have Grace Kani. She's a CUDA women representative. We also have Assunta Paul. She's a chairlady of the Terkeka Women's Association and is a key voice in the CUDA dialogue. You're welcome to the program, Gladys and Assunta and Grace. Let's first start by Gladys. Gladys, you're welcome. Yes, Gladys, can you hear us?
Yes, good evening. I can hear you clearly.
Yes, you're welcome to the program. You can introduce yourself.
Thank you. My name is Gladys Jambi. I work as Gender Affairs Officer in UNMIS Field Office Juba, covering Central Equatoria State. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you as well. Let's go ahead and give Grace Kani also a chance. Grace, kani tamaneta bagdar arifu gisim takile listeners. You can introduce yourself to our listeners.
Guta sanu?
Ana galigeta arifu gisim taki. Isim taki uita gamu lishinu le mustamein tena.
Aywa. Ismi Grace Kani Timon. Wana chaledi ajerana reis tatahed almara.
شكرا لك غريس ندي فرصه لاسونتا بول برضو ندي فرصه لاسونتا كمان اسونتا كده عارف وجسمته
خلاص كويس ما في مشكله
اسونتا تفضل
اسونتا اسونتا are you with us? Yes, Assunta, are you with us? Okay. We'll try to reconnect with Assunta Paul. But Assunta Paul is the chair lady of the Terkeka Women's Association. She has a key voice in this particular dialogue, which is the CUDA dialogue.
Yes, let's have this short break, and then we'll get back to you so soon.
You are listening to Radio Mirai's Community Conversation. Your voice, your choice, your daily solutions. From village to city, from heart to heart. We speak, we share, one nation for all. Real voices, real issues, real change. Join Miraya's Community Conversation every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m.
We have tried to connect with Assunta. Assunta, you're welcome. Yes, Assunta Marhabek. Mafi mushkila Assunta, ne break is for Arabi. خلاص كويس. إن كان بكلم كت عارف قسم تكلم مستمعين تنا.
Okay. أنا كنت يا سنتا فور أنا يا شيء لدي في أمينة تيسيز من تركيز أكاونتي سمسوات عايز تقريبا
اوكي شكرا لك سنتا ان مبسوطين عشان كمان تجوينينا الليله في برنامج لنا في راديو لو برنامج مهم شديد اسمته وانا سبيتا مجتمع نقول شكرا للضيوف تنا وحاليا نبدا باسئله لكن بأسر ضيفتنا غلاديس أول اللي هي من أونمس وشغال في أونمس من إني as from the gender unit.
Yeah, many thanks our guests for being with us today. Let's start this conversation and let me start with Gladys. Gladys, if you can hear us, you're most welcome once again. I would like to know there have been tensions between cattle keepers and especially in Central Equatoria, it has been persisting. We would like to know how severely do they impact families, especially women and children.
Good evening once again, my colleagues Abraham and Kafuki, and also to Mirai listeners, and also my sisters out there, Assunta Paul from Terkeka, and also Mama Grace Kani from Kuda. You're welcome. Regarding your question on the tensions between the cattle keepers and farmers in Central Equatoria State, has been persistent for some time, for a long time, historically. Of course, everybody knows that cattle keepers, they're often nomadic, moving from one place to another, while the farmers are more engaged in agricultural activities. But coming to the tensions, it's historical, as I said, can be related to environmental issues or economic issues and also social issues, like competition over land and resources. As we know, cattle herders, they rely on grazing lands and water sources as well, which sometimes increasingly can become scarce due to population growth. So they encroach into other areas, other lands, whereby most of the time, because here in Central Equatoria, most people are farmers. So the land that they encroach into, or they go and settle or pass through farmlands of communities, other communities, neighboring communities in the same state. While farmers, they need land for cultivation, of course, we know that. So when they clash or they get together with the cattle keepers, who always bring their cows into the land, they destroy the cultivation. So a problem occurs.
Okay.
And yes, another tension reason might be migration, of course, mobility. The pastoralists or the cattle herders, they migrate across regions seeking grazing land, sometimes water, crossing over the lands, areas, farming areas, as I said. There are also issues of cattle breeding and security. Historically, cattle has been source of conflict due to many reasons relating to gender. As we know that in gender we have or gender roles that are assigned, we have values also, like dowry payment in some communities. Dowry is paid in form of cows or cattle. So if somebody or a young man intends to marry and he doesn't have cows, what does he do? He will just collect his or mobilize his brothers, his clansmen, and go to the neighboring community to raid cattle. So these cattle herders, sometimes they will move from one place to another, either revenging or either looking for peaceful grounds. So they clash always with the farmers. I can give another reason also, like environmental changes, the droughts, climate variants can reduce the pasture. And too much water also can cause that. If there are flooding, it's not good for the cattle. If there is drought, it's not good for the cattle either. And also it affects the pasture and the water resources. Yeah. So these are some of the tensions that happen actually, that takes place here in Central Equatoria. On the impact on women and children specifically, and also on other family members, we can see that the conflict can result in displacement, mm-hmm. Forcing families to abandon their homes and also their livelihoods, leading to loss of their assets, loss of livelihood, and instability as well.
Right.
Another thing that, yes?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes? Yes. Yes. Another impact, we can look at the issue of insecurity. Food insecurity, actually. Of course, when the farms are disrupted, the food production actually can be less or reduced, which disproportionately affecting children, sometimes the pregnant women, sometimes also the elderly as well, or people with disability also can be affected by this. Then some vulnerable groups also can also be affected in that. So mostly women and children bear the brunt of any conflict that takes place. Yeah.
All right.
Increase responsibilities also on women, yeah, and girls as well in the families.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, over to you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for answering that so well and elaborating more on that. I think we still have a long way. We have a lot of questions for you in regards to that. So we want to turn the mic now to Asunta and Grace, because we want to hear more about how they were involved directly. Taban Swalten has a kama buale asunto le Grace. Inedarara fominita kumke fita kumkan mojudin fi barnamij au fi dialogue bita kuda. Zemin arfita kumgeni zetalata yom mintijah bita terke kaboru mintijah bita kuda. Mbudetalata yom ta kumgeni fi conference. Witakum agder wonusu an sawabat albuajihu katul hadas au nas almuzareen. So mungkin takum borilena azulina bibada biasunta awal mungkin ta borilena itakan fi dialog inaka fikir takum kan shinu zaman takum bada dialog de ule shinu takum fikir ashan takum jatu bibada geni fi mahal wahid min tijah mukhtalifa kulu itnin min terkeko min kuda بpartners كان موجودين نكوا الناس المشتركين مدكم so فكرتكم كان شنو لما تكم جيني في محل واحد تكم جيني ونسو كلام بتا فامز وكلام بتا برضو ناس الاندو أبجار
شكرا لفرصة فعلا أنا في مطالعات يوم في كده أنا في داير لغنا جوانيسو أنا كلامتا مشاكل تا nas kamraha tu nas mujarrahi supaya lankan kalam do saat tadi la anno taban bagra o gaful je insan gaful asal al mujarrau bukan kalam dan ligo kalam ketir le nas kora nas kora urilan na hajat ketir je manda kan na jena ta terke ka fa lan ta ta la anno abgar ta mandari ji sil hadi ti ardita nas ona zel na sali taban mon ki kurju dura yau akin toman usin toman lakin nak mondari ta manda abgar mungkin kan jan timo bibi bara wanna kan tala asis ki reporta na soda wodila na anna je mondara na tala muta asin lanu a aulata mara de mindi kiram wanna ki tala tan dan woni sukan da dan na dafa lati hal ala asas abgar de kelir jawara ikan kita terkesa لأنه دما تريجا لأنه أبغار ده إللي أكل كمان براو يابي كذا ناناسيس لأن نوصل في تأفو ما ناس تقوله أننا طبعا نادي تأفو لهم أننا أنا كأنه تيجي كنا أننا يقال كنين طبعا أننا جت بنسة أننا في بنسة أننا مجرين وصلوا بقرة بقرة ده مشكلة ما بقدر سيرك أكل ما أكل كإنسان ما أكلته يا أننا نادي تأفو كذي لأنه postal credit nazo kore je ritan ko kalamda ya kan na usul ki tala tayo mena kan na mon ta afu diga mana ko dan na bigen di salam
okay shukran au kama ken nas min grace bin dija ta to kama tala tayo mon mon alta kum gen fi mahal wa ta kum gen mon sude فكره تاعي كان شنو زمان تاس مغاليتكم بقدر جيني في محل واحد تاعكم بقدر ناقش او تاعكم بقدر وصلوا في سولوشن او حل لمشاكلات بين مزارعين و الناس اللي جراي ابقار كان اسم منت جريس يس هلو جريس هلو Hi, Grace, it's a man now. Hi, Grace. Grace, the gas man now. I think Grace is having challenges with her network. I'm not really sure. But Grace, can the gas man now? Mungkin tebikele mnena. Can the mojud na bak derejele ta soal lema retani. Yes, Grace? Okay, we can move on to Gladys maybe, and then later we'll be back to also hear from Grace, who happens to be the representative for women from CUDA. Let's first carry on with our next question.
Gladys, we would like to talk about the role of women in peace building, and I would like to know the strategies that were used by women in CUDA to resolve the dispute. Secondly, I would also love to hear more about the effectiveness of this memorandum of understanding and how will it be assessed at the end of the day. And the final one of this is we need to know the traditional support that women need for this kind of peace building.
Wow. That's a handful of questions. Now, where can we start with? I don't know. You said okay. You mentioned something about.
Let's start with the strategies.
The strategies. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What strategies do the women strategies. Use? Yeah, to resolve dispute in CUDA during that conference.
Okay. Thank you so much. I was there on the first day of the conference, and I remember that I approached the women, and one beautiful thing that I saw from both women of Terkeka and CUDA, they went, they started working together. It's like the cooking was given that day to the women from Terkeka. They went at night, and then in the morning they started cooking and doing this. The beautiful thing is that the women from CUDA also, they came and they started working together in services. So that's a very beautiful thing, aspect that I've seen, I've witnessed by myself, and I went there by myself, and they gave me some food I ate. Mm-hmm. So I think those women from CUDA and Terkeka, both from CUDA and Terkeka, they agreed to be together. They agreed for a very good a strategy to resolve the conflict, coming together as women, despite the different ethnic divides, despite the issues between the farmers. The other group is also pastoralist. So they came together as women. That's the most beautiful thing. So between them, I'm sure there was a mediation. There was dialogue, for example. They came together looking at what they can do
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was talking to them. I say I just want I spoke to Asunta and Kanunus Masunta and Ken Gali Anna Der. You my tiny day, you my Kangamulo discussion or team a group work or teamwork there. Women can just sawa. Nuswanta terkeka, manuswanta kuda kumungen sawa. Mun bitala be resolution wahit. Recommendation to man kalkun wahit. And they should have one recommendation or recommendation as women, not as women from Terkeka or women, because both of them are affected in one way or another, as mentioned by my sister Asunta, that women also are affected by these issues, yeah, by these issues. So the most important thing is that they have to sit together and dialogue. Then the second thing is they can look at the issue of mobilizing the community members, looking at the peace initiatives that can come from that. Then they look at the issues of cultural values. For example, sometimes we have, like in Central Equatoria, we have shared cultural values, yeah,
mm-hmm.
and how we can live together in harmony, because there is intermarriage or there are intermarriages among the communities, especially of Central Equatoria. Even between Kuda and Terkeka, there is intermarriage. So there are in-laws, their brothers, their sisters, so they will look at those cultural values where they come together. These are some of the strategies.
And we,
yeah, of course, there are also, mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah. I wanted us to move to the effect, the assessment of this memorandum of understanding. Thanks for that. You've actually explained very well the strategies. But we would like to also to know, how do we assess the effectiveness of this MOU that was signed? Is there a mechanism in place to assess how it can be implemented and effective?
Yeah, looking at the MOU during that time, that was signed during the conference, I think there is a committee in place, a mechanism in place, that's a committee that was formed, yet did not start work, but I'm sure they will start work soon to monitor the implementation of this MOU.
Mm-hmm.
Like there should be monitoring of the conflict and the incidents, tracking, for example, if there is any trespassing between the two groups. And also there should be like community feedback. The community should also be assessed. They should ask the women how, or the men, the youth, the elders, the community members, how is it being, how is, you know, everything going? How is the progress of this peace process? Do they face any disputes, any problems again? And then we have to evaluate also the MOU, the provisions, and we look at the displaced persons who have returned. Have they returned in good numbers or not? So all this can, you can be able to assess, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Can be able to assess whether it's going on well or not. Yeah.
All right.
All right. Thank you so much for that, Gladys. Earlier, we weren't able to get in touch with Grace, but I think we can move and ask soon to the next question, and then we can catch up with Grace just after Asunta answers this question. So, una kamankanda out of Bordu minita Asunta nuswan fiter keka u fikuda kifu mon agder واجه تحديات بتا دائما يعني كان في مشاكل زي ده من ما نسوان ما بيدخلوا فوق ومن بيسيبوا زي كده رجال يروا نسو أول إلا من بيجوا نسو وراء ولما بيسيبوا but this time إنه نسوان أقدر ألبوا دور كبير ومن أقدر لهم ما بعض ومن أقدر كين قالوا لا ومن ما در كده مشاكل ده استمر ومن در جابه solution ومن در جابه حل ومن در جيني في دالك ومن در ونسو كنسوان في Central Equatoria so إذا كم أقدر واجه صعوبات ده كيف لأنه دائما ما بيلقوا مرة رالي قدام تبي لقوا دائما يا راجل صوتكم واجه صعوبات ده كيف
شكرا لفرصة طبعا برنامج عندنا كميسونا تانا في ترقيقة كونتي هو بعد ببرنامج ده على أساس في مشاكلات مثلنا راهلو هو بير مارا لاجي نسوان تليسين فوقو أسامو بيسيري سوا ya fa ila ngema na nna wosi na je ni kwan anna mali aina kila baba badon tan ber ni kwan ta koda anna ngema na wosi ni kwan ta koda rani wanna wanna gaidin ko isi hata sokola alga mo ta kada mali na ze kula na ta kali sawa kana ma ze muskila kin sanna
وطبعاً أنا نسوين طبعاً أنا ما عندي جبلة ولا أنا عندي سفر جبابات أنا نسوان نجيب دبادون لأنه مشكلة الكبيرة يلت أنا يجي جيبه لكن أنا نسوان دائماً أنا ما كده قال في مشاكل جدي رجال يجي سجى مشاكل أصلاً كده يا أنا جيني أنا وين شو أنا أعرف بعدين ماما حتى رئيسة تفودا أنا وين في الصحة جمعنا بس ودي لنا فرصة كل جل وين شو أنا مشاكل بإيان بأجاسين المشكلة بعد نزل يجي أسر سديد بالمشكلة لأنه نزل ما يجي جوا تمام بقدر جيري يعني أسر جوا دهاية بس بس بكم لنسوان ناس كبار وإيان حسن كده أنا جي نسوان أنا قال كده أنا ليه مبادرنا بكم طفلة واحد كنا بيوانسة أسر رجال لك من بودي لأنا حاكت أنا لأن أنا يولي بإيان لي لكن في آخر نهاية مرجع سرور نسوان كتارة ما جودي نسوان وينجي يا أصلاً كده فعلا تقول أنا تعالى مرتعين نسوان وينجي في تجاتة تركيكة ونسوان وينجي في تجاتة فورة وفعلا آخر جامعة أنا ليه مبادون أنا جيني في السلام وأنا أصل من جراد أنا عندي سلام ببعض ما أنا كانوا ما عندي سلام ببعض طبعا أنا نسوان أنا يا عندي تعب بكل جنة يا مبررين يا أصلاً كده أنا تعالى مرتعين فوقه وحتى عزمت أنا تسليهم جاءت أنا كيل بيبات أنا باسل وبعدون هم كيسي ناكو أنا كيسيني ده حاجة لي أنا ناسي كمان سوان تقودا وانا عمل سلام تانا
أوكي شكرا لتا لإجابة تاكي غريس إنه در حاول وصلوا ما إنه در حاول ونسوا ما ما إنه در حاول ونسوا ما أسونتا لكن شوية جري خط كانوا تتوبة ماشي كويس Yeah, so how did you My grace, sorry, yeah, my grace. Had to talk gigata. So in the how will was lo? It'll be tabi. Kama na no dress ma mino kama na mintijehta ni swanta kuda ka oka representative ta swanta kuda. So na bora fasal gasir wana bridge barisho. Let's try to connect with Grace.
Listening to Radio Miraya's Community Conversation. Your voice, your choice, your daily solutions. From village to city, from heart to heart. We speak, we share, one nation for all. Real voices, real issues, real change. Join Miraya's Community Conversation every Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m. Listening to Radio Miraya's Community Conversation. Your voice, your choice, your daily solutions. From village to city, from heart to heart. We speak, we share, one nation for all. Real voices, real issues, real change. Join Miraya's Community Conversation every Monday, Wednesday and Friday from 7 to 9 p.m.
Now, hopefully, we are able to connect with Grace. Grace Kani. What do you mean? I'm not
sure.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. إن كان قاسروا أسئلة وناس ما من تجاهتا من تجاهتا تركيكا اللي هو تجاهتا أسونتا تشي ليدي تركيكا أو ونسو لنا من تجاهتا توكيف إتاكو مقدر جيني مع بعض إتاكو مقدر جيني كان نسوان من كودا ونسوان من تركيكا في محال واحد عشان تاكم بامو الديالوج وإتاكم بونسو مشاكلات الجواج هيتاكم بين مزارعين وناس الجيراي أبقار So فكرتك كان شنو زمان إتا الفكرة دي ذاته جاي من وين زمان تكون قلنا بجيني فلاتاش عندكم بونس ومشاكلات اللي بحاصل بينيتكم هناك فكرتي كان شنو عن الديالوج تاعكم دي او الاجتماع تاعكم مالتكم هم اللي ثلاثة يوم دي؟
نعم شكرا. طبعا مشكلة دي أصلنا قانا إن يا ربنا واحد مشكلة دي جوا جاه الناس كان كارمون جيبوا أفكار هم كتوا في الطرف وزراء ماشي يوكوش لكن أمان بيسيبوا حاجات كان في غرابة وصل في مرحلة خلاصة قال أكل هم بيسوقوا بقرة بفتا خوست زراء هم بيخوش بقرة في زراء يا خفوا كده الناس قبل يلا اللي مرتين اثنين كان كمان أبقار ده براو هو كان كويس لكن هم بوصل في مرحلة اللي جوزة في قبع هم بيستمنوا قبل فأوخذ في مرة عندي خمسة إيال هم انقتلت في محل فحم في ورا كوبيزون على موليني دي في نفس القبيلة وايا دي جانا تسابة سنة وخرب خرب السامي اللي جانا دي لحد القرآن دي بيقى قالب بعرا كلام ده سوصل في جبيني ووصل في حكومة يعني حاجة أنا خسر مثال أنا جاي أجل اللي أنا جاي مسؤول عن نسوان جاي أصف سيدي مثال ما ممكن تجاتني بغير بكون بطريقة الكويس مرتاحين وتجاتني بكون في هاي في جال جال إلا من مشكلة ما بعد إنسان لكن مشكلة بس في زراء ورجال لكن نسوان ما من مشكلة ما إلا يا ولدو صار خفي زمان عليك إن الناس قوارس إني ده يعني أنا ذا بنفسي أنا وانس أنا قالت خان كنا قاعدين برا نسوان أنا متأكد كان ميجي ما في حاجة تاني حصل لكن مشكلة ده الناس اللي جي سوق أبقر كانوا بلا تو في محل ما سبب بيت ومن دي على خان في قلة ناس في تعصير يا مشكلة لا صار كتير إن عند مشكلة بتركة كده يا مشكلة يعني كلام حلو وما بزيدو أصل جينا سكرنا سبع سنة زيدة حال جينا ده الناس بيفكر قالوا بيكون كويس بيربى بطريقة كويس وبكون مرة بعدين ناس ما بعرف وزلت 30 سنة وجينا سبع سنة وما ويعمل حركة دي بس مثلا وكي داك إنه ما عنده إنه ما سيل ما بعد تلفونات ما أكون ما أكيد أنا كان في نفس وقت كان أنا دير جوجلو لكن في كلام تمجتمع ليه تبعرف زي الناس يعني قلوب الناس بيجا بيجيني برا برا دي حاجة تأثير لأن نسوان في دولو فايا تأثير بس على جبيلة تتركك بجاسر الناس في سنة الفاد إيال تاني ديتا سبع سنة جانا تاني ديتا تيزة سنة جانا تاني ديتا ثلاثة سنة تاني ديتا اثنين سنة حرقوا في جوا ناس الجبيلة لي يال دي حرقوا في جوا يال سالك الناس كديار عملوا سلام بطريقة زيادة بكون كيف
اوكي غريس دي طبعا احداث ده حاصل ده زمان داكم جاني في دايلوج تاعكم ثلاثه يوم زمان داكم جاني مع بعض عشان داكم بونس مشاكلات البحث اللي داكم بين كودا وتركيكا زمان داكم جاني في محل واحد داكم ديسكاس كلامات ده كله في كونفرنس هناك
كلام ده كله حلو ونسو بس كلام طبعا قفل تاجر توكو بس عنده في يوم جمعه يلا جينا على سنة أنا وري لسه كنا نكنت كنت سبع سنة ده في يوم سبي هاي سلام والناس جا في سلام ورا سلام كمان تعسيلة وصل
ده حاجة مؤسف شديد إنه كده حصل لكن في بلاتفورم أو في مجال أسئلتكم وين دوتكم قلي ما بعد ما ونسوانتكم بونسو وكان في أي مشكلة تكم بحاول حلو ما بعد ما بعدون تكم هناك انا كنت اعرف من انت برضو كيف تكون اقدر اعرف صوتكم كنسوان عشان تكون بيونسوا في مشاكلات ديل دي. دائما تبقوا كان في مشاكلات زي دي دائما بس رجال بحاول يجين فلاشين بيحلوا لكن لقيتكم في كودا وفي تركيكتكم كمان نساوين تما حل لقيتكم حاول جمع بعض عشان تكون بيلقوا حلول لمشاكلاتكم اجري عمو لسي انتو كيف
والله تعرفوا ده إلا كمان ده أول مرة ده لا أول مرة على أسرة أسامي تنارة جاية أول مرة طبعا بيلي ده كمان ده كربان أسامي تنارة كمان في ميري أسامي لكن ده سكر تربنا يا ليلة ده صوت أسمعه في ليتا كونين يعني أنا بس بحال ربنا يعني كربنا خب أقدر سيبوا لنا فرصة بيقولنا رجال لك ما قد دخل في حاجات يعني إن شاء الله خلنا باللي متحر ما إنا نسوان إنا نسوان لا ما المشكلة لا ولده لا بقدر جينا فلا كان مثلنا بيحيلوا بعدون مشكلات أنا تنسوان مثلنا بقدر رفع بلي تنسوان فوق وده أول مرة ده على أسجى حصل على مثلنا ملوك وبنسوان ده أول مرة ما نعرف كان ده كان يعني في أوقات تنين ده كان يمثل بسنوات تنين ده كان عامل نفسه عامل كأننا بعمل خمات برا وجاري على موليني
Okay. Thank you so much, Grace. Let's turn the mic to Gladys. Gladys, we have seen this as a very extraordinary approach, especially this approach that is being led by women. We would like to know from you as gender expert, what lesson can other states learn from this kind of women-led approach? Because we know it's not only a central Equatoria where farmers and cattle herders have such issues. I'm sure it's in the other states. So can you tell our listeners what lesson can we learn from this approach, especially the peace-led initiative that is being organized by our mothers to ensure that people live in harmony despite their different economic background?
Okay, thank you so much, Abraham. Of course, the CUDA conference, so the CUDA Peaceful Coexistence Conference, that was actually women-led approach, can offer several valuable lessons that can be emulated by other states, especially states where there are both cattle herders and farmers, they can consider to adopt like a gender sensitive approach to this initiative. For example, I have seen that women in leadership roles were prioritized because they have been considered. We have a woman from Terkeka who is she's the chief, actually. She was the women association leader for several years before Assunta. So she also has her own insights on that. So prioritizing women in leadership can lead to these different or diverse perspectives and also can improve decision-making because they're empowered, especially the leaders, and they'll be able to address the needs of the population, especially the needs for women and girls. Then also we can see that if you incorporate gender considerations into like this policy, not actual policy, but the MOU that came up, it can ensure that the programs are accessible and effective for all genders. Like it will benefit all people, not only women alone, not only men alone, but women, men, people with disability, children, and the elderly, as you said, as mentioned by my two sisters, that women cuts across, you know, all divides. They don't have gebila. Ngal mara mendo gebila. Mon bifeki ruze asun takelim gebila. Mon limu nas gani exchange numbers. Nas go nusu nas gera kapsa nas gamu services. So you can see how women, despite the grudges, despite the problems, despite the conflicts, they will think as women. They come together. They will chat. They will talk and exchange numbers. So women-led initiatives often can emphasize that community can be engaged, and also it can help in sustainability, which can also enhance maybe long-term results. The results will be long-term. Yani nataja algitala min kalamat mubadara tanuswande bagder shiru zaman tawil nanu unbistemir mun bistemir unus fogo unbistemir limu wahajazere mun kshara kan fi grudges like mungkin ala anne umahata yale anne nuswanta naze anna lazim be geni sawa for the existence of human of humanity. So building that culture and of inclusivity of and also of like as women of peace, yeah, women are also always for peace. So bringing that innovative initiative will always help. So other states can learn from this, implementing this, promoting women leadership, and also ensuring that consideration of gender or women are central to development strategies. Yeah. Back to you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We would like to, very briefly, because we are remaining with a few minutes for the news bulletin, we know this MOU has been signed, and I don't know, are there, how can it be implemented, especially on the ground and respected, because we've already had some, you know, comments from Grace before, after the signing of this. So how do we ensure that this is being implemented on the ground, this, apart from having been signed on a paper?
Okay, you're directing to me, yeah?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
This MOU, of course, as you said, unfortunately, right after the last day of the conference, something happened, mm-hmm. like a conflict took place. As you heard from Mama Grace, that a seven-year-old girl was raped, actually. That's a very sad story. Right after that, of course, still things are still fresh and grudges are still there, but implementation will take place. So I was thinking that if the committee is formed, or even if the committee is not formed, the monitoring committee, the roles and responsibilities should be defined clearly, like who should do what, like the community leaders, what are your roles, or what is your role as community leaders? For the security on the ground, what is your role? The women and the youth and other members of the community, they should have defined roles and responsibilities. Yeah?
Yeah.
Then also we have to think about monitoring and also maybe accountability. People should be accountable, should be held accountable to whatever they can do.
Mm.
So if there is a committee or mechanism on the ground that will monitor and regularly track the implementation of the MOU, it will be good. They have to be dedicated. So there should be periodic reviews, maybe by the organizers, like, or the initiators, like the commissioners of Juba County and also from Takeka County. I think they were very strong on that. So they can regularly review how are things going. There should be reports of what's happening, like that incident of that small girl who was gang raped. So there should be a review. Then we have to look also at the, for example, the community engagement. Like there should be local stakeholders who can also look into this. As I said, there are some organizations that are there. They can also buy in into this MOU to support the community and the organized forces on the ground, or the security on the ground also, they can help. So there should be communication, and people should be informed about this. The community should be engaged to build the trust, and people should have collective responsibility. Yeah.
All right.
Thank
you so much for that, because we are running a bit out of time. We also want to hear from Asunta and Grace just briefly, so that we can go and come back in the next hour. So in other words, makaman min Grace, min Asunta, itakum batlub shinu min leaders aw min al mas'ulin fi hukuma aw kaman fi partners takum aw shurakaatakum. Nagul nas al mas'ulin fi hukuma, nas al mas'ulin maytakum al kaman bishajatakum, إتكم بطلب منهم أن يتنوت تسجي أو يتنوت سبورت وما بقدر ساعد إتكم كيف؟
شكرا فرصة أنا جنسوان أنا بطلب يعني لناس المسؤولين حتى بمناجمات أنا درس لما أستجي أنا ولو تريد جاته أنا جنسوان Kerja kawan tu, ni kawan tu juga kawan tu kulu, itu jahat bara-bara. Yang ni kampi kerja, kerja ni mana, bangun lah na hari je, konferen oleh work tu kira. Atau nana jenis katan na jatuh, aja tak sih kulu nana bag derta la badun bara, ya anu, mesti lalakan sekut ada ni kawan tu kulu kan, tapi bawa kawan timaroh kulu oleh kerja kawan timaroh kulu. Tapi nana der kerja. Tadu anna be teriga ni, bamun anna awak tu akan perendah men. Tujuan tak jiba kan tu, tujuan tak terkaya kan tu, kan na buat ni so hajat antara kan na be api badan na beri jadi kui. Yang tujuan al umahat ayam. Anna wahid kan jiba kan tu, wala kan na wahid ya u. Jiba deh, kan tu rale kata deh. Ya jili mana? Ya anna kan ada perumah bukan itu muskilah bebar. Anna bukan wahida. Alahat asal anna jenis tuan kita kerja anna ini wahida anna jiru di kalangan asalam. Tapi yang ikut anna kita jaga koda. Saya nanti ke asirat alwaja mumun. Yani hajat kita ramu lalu membakar saya lantai al sangat maleri kata koda. Hajat dia jaga anna jenis tuan nata lama tak asisin kok usedi. Lalu yani dia awalat anna jiru ribua lalu mungkin dia hajat tiden tu manusia. Marah dah hari dunia bermula kes, tapi anna jenis tuan walaupun nama murtain bahagian ini, asal kita anna der kelih amlo conference kiri, lana jenis tuan best barau. Asal nasib buat itu bebas, asal nasib agi baru ni, tu nasib diri yang dibuat al kos jenis tuan.
Okay, asal tuan nabiri jabari, ini kerana fasil geser nabiri jah, tapi nabiri timu wunu semeta, ukaman ma grace, so ini kerana fasil geser nabiri jabari shoya. All right, shukran. Dunya wa karabu ye ye, nasiya karabu dunya de. Dunya wa karabu ye ye, nasiya karabu dunya de. Dunya wa karabu, ya bwana ya bwana, yo yo. Dunya wa karabu ye ye, nasiya karabu dunya de. Dunya wa karabu ye ye, nasiya karabu dunya de. Dunya wa karabu, ya bwana ya bwana.
أنتم تستمعون إلى راديو ميرايا.
Radio Miraya would like to inform its listeners of a fake Facebook account that has been opened in its name. This account bears a logo similar to the real Radio Miraya logo and is peddling misinformation, confusing the public. The real Radio Miraya Facebook account is facebook.com/Radio Miraya and the logo. Radio Miraya remains committed to the core values of professionalism, truth, accuracy, and balance. Radio Miraya, your voice of peace.
We cry for peace.
It is important for South Sudanese to take the lead in shaping their own collective destiny. By demonstrating political will and common purpose towards a prosperous future for all South Sudanese. The United Nations family was proud to stand with South Sudan at its moment of independence, as we are proud to stand with its people today.
Trumpet media.
Welcome to Hard Talk, the platform for profound conversations on politics, social issues, and economy. From youth leaders to politicians, farmers to traders, street vendors to faith-based leaders, we bring you diverse voices willing to engage in some of the hardest conversations about the most pressing issues of our time. Hard Talk, setting the pace for discussion.
And you're most welcome back, and thank you so much, dear listener. If you have just joined us, this is Abraham Daljang and my colleague
Kafuki Jada.
We are discussing about women's in the grassroots effort for peace in Central Equatoria, and they have signed a new memorandum of understanding, and that has been between the cattle herders of Terekega, a county of Central Equatoria, and also herders of Juba County. So tonight we have our guests. We have Assunta Paul and Grace Carney, who are the mastermind behind this initiative. We also have a gender expert, and that is Gladys Jambi, who is also gender focal point in UNMISS office.
Yeah, so before we went on the break, we had actually asked our guest a question, the two of them, and I think maybe they can answer this question briefly, and then we open up the studio lines for our dear listeners who are listening out there and would like to be part of the conversation. The lines will be open shortly. But let's first hear from our guest. Gabrielina Warafi Fasil, in the can gas do it name do you in the studio? I'll have a telephone and who are can Assunto Grace Mukalis Bijaba Le Sual who can umun be atlook min al Hakuma or min al munazamat al be dam umun or shuraka al be damu initiative data dialogue between representative from Kuda and from Terkeka. أمم بكلم ل ل للليدرز أو للغائدين أو للحكومة ولا partners كمان أمم بكلم لهم شنو يعطونه من support أمم دير.
Grace.
سؤال لبرا لGrace وبرضو لأسونتا. أسونتا كان بونس قبل منا برا في فاصل. يسفدا.
جدًا مساعدة يا لانا دير أنا دير ناس نجمع درجة ساعد وناس جي وناس أنا تحوكم حاجات بجاز كلمون دخل في حاجات دين أظنهم بقدر ساعد عنا لأن أنا دير وجدة أنا دير سلام أنا ما دير مشاكل مشاكل كرجال لكن أنا نسوان أنا من دي مشاكل أنا بيكون ببعض يعني كان في برنامجات أنا بدور ببعض جنسوان يعني كجنس سودان حاجة أنا نجي تلعبه. كان رجال يعمل لنا ولكن يل تنا لنا ولد يعمل الكلام دي، أصلاً أنا بيسرق ببعض، كان في حاجة جديدة.
Alright, شكرا لإجابة تك أسونت. كان يدي فرصة كمان لجريس ندرس ما منه هو بيطالب بشنو من من ال من الغائدين أو من الليدرز. تاني أنت بيطالب بشنو؟
كويس. ما أدري قال أنا. جيت بقى أصل أنا ونسو أنا قالينا نسوان إن ناس كولادي مشاكل مشاكل كرجال جين كبير أنا بس كلا مثال بسيط كبير ده طبعا ده حاجة على الحفل حفل المهم فكرة لا صار ده أقعد هذا ونسو ده الفكرة في إندي أنا قالك الحكومة ده كان بأسمع
alkalanta nuswan yeyuma kaman limuna tehe ye juba ayarani juba kawanti o tarkasa kawanti kela mulu jalkana mulini de misakelina kun indu wahida kano munazama misabak dara arfu galfi mara fi tarkasa ufi mara fi juba kawanti يلي لمين أكون في معها وايد كان مشاكل لا مع خلاص حاجة حصل مين الأصل خانة نورسان قال حصل خلاص لكن كلي جارو قلوب تنا بس أنا كلي نرجع في سن جديد أنا بقدر وون في بيال بتاعي أخو تاب بقدر وون في بيال فيه بس أنا كلي ناس كلاس مع ما بعد كلام تاس مع ما بعد هو يا بكون سنو واحدة نظام كان في تريجا من بوج في مين نسوان إلما ما سبق لنا كمان مروا جومن رجال إلما اللي منا في معها ورجالنا ولا جومن وأنا ما عندي مشكلة وشكرا
شكرا لإجابتك Grace هسا كده قلنا فتح خط التليفون نبودي فرصة للناس القاسمة هو من دير شارك منا في برنامج يوم الليلة الخط هو فاتح and let's give a first caller for this second hour chance راديو ميرايا Yes. Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, your name and where are you calling from?
Anthony James from WOW.
Anthony James from WOW, you're welcome.
Okay, I have never been in school, but I have broken English and broken Arabic.
No problem.
Take it easy, don't think of it anymore.
Fadal, so, Anthony.
Oh, kali kali ni kuishi vijio vijio sifini na re. Ni jamaa dawlat nada umubarmaj. Albarmaju sayid akid al-fajid. Isor jion garang de mobil. Lekin albarmaja bitao da maakad majirao. Anas hibu badum unas yarbutu badum uisiru lelamam ونحل مشاكلنا كلام عليتو قالين تكلمو كل إذا عاد كل قالين بيكلمو Voice of Hope بيتكلم آي راديو بيتكلم إذا عاد في جنوب ده كله بيتكلمو كل كلام واحد أنا هي نرجع ورا نشوف الطريق بتاع الدولة كيف وشكرا ده مشاركة بتاعي بس يعني
شكرا لك للمشاركة بتاعك ندي فرصة لزول تاني راديو ميرايا
Yes, good evening.
Yes, good evening to you.
Yeah, this is Peace Boy calling from Ezo County.
Peace Boy from Ezo County, you're welcome.
Yeah, I have just only one question to the guest online from Kerkeka.
Okay.
Yeah, I want to ask them just only one question. My question is, as they are talking about peace, they want peace to come to their... not to their county alone, to South Sudan in particular. I want to ask them, do they have cooperation with their government? Are they talking to their government so that this can come to their county or what? Or they are just talking among themselves? Are they speaking to their government so that this can come to Kerkeka or South Sudan at large? This is my question.
All right. Thank you so much for your question. We shall be giving the guest a chance to answer. The number is 0912067879. 0912067879. Or you can call 0912067929. These are the studio lines for you to be part of the conversation. Radio Miraya. Yes, Mr. Anur Marhabek.
كيف صلاة كويس
إنه كويسين الحمد لله
عبرام مساء الخير
مساء النور
أي دم أتاك من هنا
أتاك فضل
أي أنا بس كل أرا نسوان بتانا أونلاين so شكرا لهم شديد ما عندي سؤال لكن أنا عندي دفع بسيط لأنه ana badago lade rabana basuma salawat bitana so ajal salam da nena kanun san salam modwa kam sena te gerar ma bokun lana gol kalam da lano nena lo shovlo le tarek beta jinoba sudan fi ageta la gasra serefe jinoba sana magasel nena lo ma kale kalam beta gebere ade nena ma boko nino salon fe bele betan la kana na bodoro mene no swan betan lano no swan betan na mo ni wogi fugoi e salawat lano umon kan gisel shedin mo ko nera banambas ma salawat betan Uma gada suma kana beta salam umunu barof umunu alfini kef munu kanamul salam bagi figin ba sudan lakina ajade ukuma ma barof figyos min ukuma zato yana lale ale mashake de lomu zato kwes lano umun lo salam mafi gurusu gida kalomu lakin ma kwes nena kana jinobin anata banin min kana beta salam de lakin nuswan ala nende umoni shudelo mun kwes kan fi tajarat alumun bagdana masala jib tajarat fi gina bosdan umoni yawul mo ana bu shukula lumun fi shukula mo gadi sagala bana jidu mur beto mun gida wa shukran ya abram anda
shukran le
shukran le tsalta ko era eta ke man ready mira ya
esta kafuki and abram good evening
good evening
this is thomas k from yangi
thomas k you're welcome
Yeah, my question will go today about the cattle keeper and the farming. In Yambia here, if a cattle eat your crops, if you take that cattle to the coach, they will pay you 100,000. They have in this issue of cattle. One time, I did take those people who bring cows to their garden to the coach. My second question is. The people who are the owner of cattle, even the people who can reasoning very well, they are human beings. Which message can they give to them? Then they can change their mind to leave those who such thing to bring cattle to their garden. They can change. Which is strong message can they pass to them? That is my two questions I have for the guest. Oh, thank you very much for the show in this evening.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much. I think we'll give maybe just one or two more callers and nobody fursa. Ale le dufta na facilitation kare jawab. Sala habta kun juz' min al-barnamaj. Ragam huwa 09-06-7-8-7-9 aw 09-06-7-9 wa tabsharik minna fi studio Radio Miraya.
Hello Radio Miraya.
Hello Radio Miraya. Misharkia.
مساء النور
اي معكم زيكو بولن من ايزو باف كابوما
زيكو بولن تفضل
اي شكرا للبرنامج برنامج تمام اذا مساوين على جهه ولجيب سلام في السودان
واصل شكرا لك
نقولوا ايه برنامج تمام انا داري نقولوا كلنا يا جنوبين يا جماعه كلنا رجالين مناساوين كله nina halfa yidin bitan na san sharam ke deegi fi beda bitan ana muksutini kalis na su masuk bitan na sawina ala gahawil asan negib salam ikinu bi sudan kullu na sawin dere ke romoni wonu su le yal bitomoni le rugar bitomoni u kullu nas dere ke romoni harfa sot bitomoni fo le hakuma le pati asani kede salamu hegilena ze na gadi wonus kamu yo mugal peace began with me geri bit bitana sa win be kulo kele umoni raibu salam fogo u salamu de bibada mini we geri kele umoni wori le rujarin gale ya rujarin umoni diri salam Tanini guwonu skalam bita salam. Tanini alfibet ali indu ajati kulu fogu. Umunu mwa gadifokiri kalam bita salam. Utanini aligizi kalasi sifu mahalati alikuwezi kuwezi de. Umunu mwa gadifokiri kalam bita salam. Dere kulu nasawini bita gini bisudan. Umubashirini bayi nasawini alfikenisa de. Dere kele umunu guwonu skalamu de. Le kulu nas asanekede salamu hegi le nahina. Matafikiri gale. Salam bija mini mahal tani, mini country weni mafi. salam din na ya biga di won su fogo a san salam ke de hegelen de musharaka bitai le barnamik shukran
shukran le musharakata ke azun ken ne wadi microphone bigale duftan fil studio enen du show ya asire ene kidirto mo kan taligat bes nas gu di comment sama na taligto mo musharakato mo lakin sual kan سؤال بس دو قالي في يامبيو كان زول كان لجوجل كيتل أو حدث كيتل تزول بقرة تزول أكلوا منظرة تزول تاني بشيلو زول في محاسبة لزول بدفع قروش something like بقدر يشيلو زول في كوت هل في كورتكم وصل ريزولوشن زي ده كمان ولا لا لا ده سؤال ممكن برا ل غريس أو ل أسنت ل غريس ممكن أو كمان ل غلاديس if she'd like to answer if they have that in their resolutions if it's there ولكن دي فرصة ده ل غريس غريس should answer غلاديس
yeah,
alright غريس تقدر تجاوب لسؤال ده Yes, hello, Grace, Tamina. Hello, Grace.
Canal.
Okay. So, Altani can mashile asunto. Galu order arfu fi terkeke hinaka hal takum bonus ubes mabarun takum. Takum begini takum bonus baramich asalam bena mujtama takum fi terkeke. Wale takum kaman bahawil bonus ma hakuma state government. Takum bidakhalu ma kaman shan kifu mbagdir jibu salam. لسنترال إيكواتوريا كله سلام كمان لمنطقة تاكم تاكم بتدخل فوق حكومة ولتاكم بس جونس مع بعض برا وده كان سؤال من واحد من المتصلين تنا وده برا لأسنتا
شكرا أنا هنا في تركيزة أنا تنميزوني في كلام تسلام أنا بدخل حكومة فوق لأن حكومة جاتو من يبدأ البقاطة لأننا وأنا متعادل رسالة أننا دي برا لهذه الجدام عشان يجيبوا السلام يعني أننا ما بيفرقوا أننا ما بيفرقوا قال لي نسوان دوني سبارا ورجال ما بيكنفقوا ما لأنه رجال جاتوا من ياتا السبب عشان كده أننا بيجيبوا من قريب مسؤولين أننا بيجيبوا قريب أننا جواني في كلام تسلام مسؤولين أننا دي باقر فاهم كلام لأننا جواني في جنسوان ورسان جروب أننا تنسوان أننا جي حاسي مسؤولين أننا باقر ونجو وأنا جي ودي رسالة دي لهم كلمة كيلو قدام حتى للرئيس كلمة ودي رسالة دي للرئيس لأنه أنا جنسوان أنا تباني وأنا يا كسراني في جنس سوداني هذا الأثر دي أثر سدين من سوان يا سان كده أنا ما بجيبه من برا جنس حكومة أنا بجيبه من قريب مننا كمان بعض ما مشاكلات الجوا جنس جنسوان لأنه في عالم ده سنو سوان يا تباني في أي حاجة ومن يا خسارة asan kida anna biga tabanin je ni suwan anna juwon san na gal idan hukuma zaman asma kore tan na de yin sala de ja sala mal hajiga asan anna birije je tan na ta zaman alanna mai li ai kalam be bat anna nda ji kore salam kede salam ja asan na bukun suwida asan na rija berje lakin anna der salam de kede rija wara san anna borafi ai mahal la anno anna kudi gini bin wahid de anna mai li kere je bat
Okay, tamam. شكرا لإجابة وتكي. أظن أن بودي فرصة تانية بفتح التليفون وبعدك أن بودي فرصة كمان ليتكم بتجابة. I hope Grace إتا من ناس في لين. Grace. Yes, Grace تمنى في الخط.
Maybe Gladys, in the MOU, is there something of that kind? Because somebody from Yambio is saying in Yambio that when a cattle eats the crop, someone can be taken to court and they can be fined.
They can be fined, yes. So that they have to pay compensation of about 100 SSP.
Yes. So is there such a thing in the MOU sign?
Okay. I'm back. I've been disconnected for some time. I was even surprised. But regarding the question from Yambio, in the MOU, there are punitive measures, but it's not specified. Like if there are no compliance to the MOU, mm-hmm. by both parties, whether by the farmers or the cattle herders, there are strict rules and regulations in place, but I haven't read anything about the fine, whether 100,000 or whatever. I haven't heard about that. Maybe the committee that will be formed will be the one to assess that, or to, you know, to provide that information. But until now, there is nothing, but punitive measures should be put in place. And then I would like to refer, I don't know whether I can, just 1 minute, to some of the resolutions. The best resolutions, actually, or recommendation came from the women. They have they have recommended that when the cattle keepers are coming, they have to inform, like if they are crossing around that area, whether Kuda, whether any part of Central Equatoria, they have to inform the authorities that they are coming on this and this date, or they are passing through there, so that safe corridors will be prepared for them, at least, so that they will be informed where exactly should they pass by, not to trap on people's farms. Over to you. Thanks.
Thank you for that answer. Let's keep the studio lines open. If you're listening and you'd like to be part of the program, the number is 09-1206-787901. Two numbers that you can call and join us in the studio, or the other number, which is 09-1206-8101.
Hello, Radio
Miraya. Miraya, Misal Karkom.
Misal Noor.
Kullu Koisin.
Anna Koisin, alhamdulillah. Isa Magmanu, Dar Minuwen.
There are more James P. Goodale.
James Faddal.
Anna Bodhi Sukuran, the county Pita Krekeka, who county Pita Kuda, and in a Sawin, Limu Mabat, Sanjibu Salam, the Ben Lakwana Pitana. In Felan Swalda Kida. Dur Pita Kumba Pita Wulaya Pita Central Equatoria, Turto Sunu. White Nin. Ana beman ayno lokan la sawinde mun dowin ana motake bele dekan bora giddam danu na sawin kullu dusuted asan ma bijol bayno wara uma wara na sawin lanu na sawinde lokana mamara ma ana jado ma bukun bi dunya de akona beta beta terkeka umun jamulu le kalam de kida mashalla kalam de felan u waja fi gelbatay wa sukrane akko.
شكرا لمشاركتك ولاتصالتك في راديو ميرايا. كنا دي فرصة لزول تاني.
ألو راديو ميرايا.
سوري.
راديو ميرايا.
راديو ميرايا.
Yes. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is John from Mom.
Yes, John. You're welcome.
Yeah. I'm the one who's mom. 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 Ini soal hukuman fokus nak ini semestinya terjadi ni. Ini malu kan si kalim bang. Kalam betam semula ini soalan fokus dalam di top leaders. Ini kerja kita malas kubar. Ia bu salam. Isam sudah kul.
Alright, syukur le soal taki.
Adi Miraya.
Assalamualaikum, rahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Enak kuasin Bashir Ibrahim. Kefak.
Ma betul. Alhamdulillah. انا مرتاح ليه انا مرتاح ليه عشان نسمع صوت بتاع الزوين على الكركخه انا متاكد اذا كلامات دي كان يعملوا كله في باقي ولايات دي صوت بتاع الزوين ولا الكركلم في الموضوع بتاع السلام ده انا بكون مستمر زي اخوانا كله قد ناس كله يعني باقي الزوين كل اللي قاعدين فوق هنا حكومه الجيل اكبر هنا ده في امور قبل كده قبل ما نمون عشان نتكلم مؤمن في الموضوع بتاع السلام في شنو من قالوا من شنو عشان بكرة بعد بكرة ومن بعمله في الموضوع ومن قاعد يسأل ومن فوق ده لأنه شايفين في ناس عاوين كتير قاعدين في الحكومة هنا فوق فيهم يعني في طريقة سو من قبل كده يعني من قبل من هنا ولا من ما قبل لأن أجد من قامل تيتين لكن في ناس عاوين فوق هنا ما ممكن يكلموا من يأكل الكلام التانيين على المساجين على قامل بهين بتد لأن ساوين دول من درس يعني ما ممكن للمستقبل بتيار للمستقبل بتبلد ما ممكن ناس بزرع كيف ناس بدور كيف أنا متأكد ده يا أمون تابع عشان ما ممكن كان أكل كلمية في البيت المرة ما بيكوري لكن كان ما في أكل في البيت من وانا مرة بيكون عنده جرجر كثير عشان ما ممكن بكرة بعد بكرة الناس باش كيف وشكرا جزيلا.
Alright, شكرا لك.
Hello, Miraya.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello, Radio Miraya.
Yes, فضل.
دي ماما دبورة.
ماما دبورة فضل.
شكرا دالجا. فسلام ليتوم كل أقرب دايت الفكات. فشكرا لقانا الجبل ونوس قدام ده. ونوس كلامات الخير كشجع. فنساوين الفكات أنا مرتالمون من كلامات من جبل من بدا. يا ليه أوش كلا جد بجيب سلام في بلد بتانا جنوب السودان. Wana murta gebel zaman badaya tumun mu wenus gal emun kan zikura chan kelimu limun zuan ta dak ta mal dak a chan kelimu wenusu kelipi salam lumun wenus manu sa win gede barau betomun manandu ai rajil braja pi beto wenus ma rajil betau be sot al kwes rajil beto fayam wo nefsu kede le shabab pa de mahima le nakulu lemon dar salam jamene usuraten dak
Sorry,
Khadgata. Azuni kene du fursa le to our guest to answer in the talata la arba asila risalatakum. Ana we need to check if Grace is online because she will need to answer some of these questions. Someone Grace is a representative bita Nuswan Fikuda. So kama na daras ma ijaba tole asila taninde command shunu. So I hope Grace temena fi line. Grace temena fi line? Okay, it seems like Grace is not with us online, but we really want to hear also because she is the representative bita Nuswan Takuda na daras ma kamanita kandendu risal masalan le cattle keepers au nasal bi keep cattle. What message do you have to them? Maybe somebody, maybe Asunta can answer that also. Also, Fizola Sarugali door with Hakuma with Central Equatoria who was, you know. Like in the main representative right now from the government, maybe Gladys can take this one up. I'm not really sure. The role of the government of Central Equatoria in this dialogue, what role do they play? Also, what is the message that they have for women who are in leadership? So, ala urale le asunto bodule Grace, itakum bitale shunu, au risala itakum shunu le nuswan alfa hakuma, itakum bitale binumwa shunu, hal mara itakum gabil nuswan fi hakuma da asila kana la sadu, mungkin da bodi fursa le asunto au le Grace kere jawib.
Sukran. Yang tuan alat utama, yang tuan alat parlimen, yang anna marat dulu momon, umusila diserita momon. Lain orang tu al musila anna bikin sama manusia anta alat utama tu gina. Yang masa kita na buon disawa yang tuan, tuan na buat dulu morisala. Al mun talon dag di roo bisko kina atan mun bisin risala tan na tan suan la hadi gidam la anu suan al kina de ya nan na ja to di roo gidam na sam bisun ke uyun tan na mun banu masakla tan na ti gidina atan ti da anna marad di ker momon ku lo kin man suan al kan ti wilaya wala al tinas nor to gina tan na bon ti momon wan na bi ker lo mun giru tan na ti la anu an nar mun ya uyun tan na ko kina mun dag derta dan na mahajir fikir al bi kosro le nak sobar dan na ta kuma
shukra le ja batake ina bodi fursa maybe Grace, we're trying to connect with her, but she's not on air. Maybe we can ask Gladys, in this entire dialogue, was there representation from the state government of Central Equatoria? Were they involved in this dialogue?
Yes, sure. Without the government, nothing will take place because they are the custodians of all these communities. There was a very, very huge representative from the government, and on top of that, the governor himself. So you can see how this that conference was very, very important and very critical to the government of Central Equatoria. They played a very big role. The governor was there, and also the two commissioners from Juba County and Tekeka County, and then they are representative from the parliament who are hailing from those two counties. So it was huge and very big, and also Anmis was there present, of course, because Anmis was co-founder of of that initiative. So the government plays a very big role in that. They're the ones to spearhead the committee that's going to be formed. They're the ones going to be there all the time, especially the two commissioners. They were very supportive. They were very supportive, and they had a very good engagement with each other.
All right.
Over to you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gladys. Thanks. I hope that answered the question from our listener who called in and asked. We have Grace back on air, so we want her to answer some of the questions from the callers. Grace, جبلمتا وراء of تبقى من الخط كان في زول بس السؤال إنه رسالة تكي لناس اللي عنده أبجار رسالة تكي لهم بيجيني شنو تندي لهم أي رسالة وكمان رسالة تكي لنسوان الفي فوق في حكومة حاليا ممكن كمان بسمة لمشاكلاتكم وبسمة لتحديات اللي كم بواجه رسالة تكي بكون لهم اللي شنو ومن كان نسوان الفي في ليدرشيب وكمان في سؤال تاني عن ميتينج قالت حاصل قبل كده تكون مقابل مع أي نسوان في قيادة أو في ليدرشيب تكون حاصل قبل ومن قبل كده سو سؤال اللي بريجة ليتا غريس
سلام كلام تا أبقار لي جماعة طبعا ده حاجة كان وانو فينا كان قال أبقار لي ناس الزراع ما بقدر قيلة ما أبقار أبو جار كليري جف محل توجيال كان ونسو رسالة بس قرا لحكومة بس كليري منسيبه كليري منسيله لأنه مشكلة له يلا أبو جار جوارة هنا جي نسوان نقص ميد المشكلة نسوان هنا بقدر جيني تحت برا نسوان نبو نسو كان حكومة كان والمنظمة في البليمونة يجوبة كاونتي وتركيكا كاونتي إنا بيجيني أصل في محل واحد كان شغل تانا درنا بيستغلنا بيستغل في محل واحد دي رأي على الليلنا نسوان جانا على المسؤول تاني جوبا كاونتي هاي كاقول عدي يعني هاي تاني واحد إنا كان سالة كان ونسو زيري كلاما دي ما بيناسسو ما بيناسسو يلا هنا جاي هنا في عندي مسؤوليات أنا جات نسوان هنا في جوبا كاونتينا لي يوم ونيت جات في لنا طبعا هنا في عندي قبض برا برا لكن في جوبا كاونتي في نسوان يعني أنا متأكد أنا تلت تاعنا كان لأن نسوان الكبار هليني ده ذاته يعني كان في زمن كلنا في اللي في معال حي في معال واحد مثلا في بيحلو ما بعد لأن حلو ما بعد مثلا إنا بستمر في جوار جنسوان كان كلام كان زراعة وبقر ده أو ده حاجة يعني دي كنت حساسية جدا قالوا ده مثلا زراعة ما بقدر روح بسالة كان دي وين بقر إنه سوكل توبارا زراعة طبعا هو يا عدم تأنكا كان انت مين دي زراعة ما ناكو بيتا مين دو إيا حاجة في الدنيا يلا كان زراعة كله ما أبقر بلي مكيف دي إنسان يا بس المشكلة يا دواء واحد دي الدواء لك عن حلو وصل من إيه مشكلة بلنا دواء تبقر كان حلو بره من زراعة دي حاجة علينا أصل وصالة كان نقرا وين دي أنا بس جلسة قفوق يعني كان برا نسوان ما أصل يعني حاجاتنا وين عاد ولا بيتي تزور ده فنا نما إنه مشكلة بعد.
أوكي شكرا لإجابتك إن بفات أخذنا بريد فرصة لنفرين تاني لأسئلة بس اثنين وإن بودي لكم فرصة كده لكم ودي last message اللي هو أو يكون آخر رسالة من كل اتجاهنا بس من جلاديس كمان وإن بس من سندو إن بس من غريس آخر رسالة توم وشنو بعدين بأخذوا آخر اثنين مكالمة سلوى تقسم حاليا ندر شارك في برنامج إن بودي لك فرصة راديو ميرايا
شكرا
يس راديو ميرايا هلو
الو معكم عبد الملك من راجع
عبد الملك من راجع تفضل
يلا بادرة بتلفون ده بادرة سنة وجميل هل هم قابلوا رئيس بتاع المرأة ولاية طام او رئيس بتاع
مجلس الوطن طبعا هو مرة لما يكون في بادرة زي بكون أحسن الرجال ذات يعلموا من نسوان ده لأن أتمنى نكون نجيب وساطة من برا لسلام بتاعنا وكده وشكرا.
شكرا لرأي بتاعك. أظن السؤال ده أمان جاب قبل شوية إن أمان أمان كمان في MOU ده في كان representation enough برضو من جونسو أمان بيطالب من نسوان كمان في قيادة وكده. So أظن ده the same question but let's give chance to someone else. Radio Miraya.
Radio Miraya.
Yes, hello.
Yes, yes. I'm Justin from Western Equatoria State, Yambio.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I started with you in the studio. My greeting is Springfield, plus our guest in time. So, I know I'm just appreciating our women in South Sudan for what they, for the work they are doing. And then... My encouragement is just going like this for them because what they are doing is really they want to peace in South Sudan because peace if they are doing like the way they are doing, peace will come all over South Sudan and everybody will live in a peaceful country as the West, as South Sudan. My encouragement is going to them. Let them keep on doing what they are doing. So that they can bring peace to South Sudan. That's what I can say. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in and being part of the program. I think we can go ahead and give our guests a chance to give their last message. We will start with Asunta very briefly, Ubordu Be Grace very briefly, and then Gladys will wrap up for us also very briefly. We have about 8 minutes or 7 minutes to wrap up, so we'll give two minutes each. نبوري بس دقيقتين لكل زول كده ودي آخر رسالة بتاعه كنا بدأ تلفون بدأ في خط اللي هو كنا ودي فرصة لأسونتا آخر رسالة تاكي هو شنو بس في زمن بسيد ده. يا سلو أسونتا أسونتا تمنى أوكي كنا ودي فرصة لجريس خلاص جريس آخر رسالة تاكي بكون شنو لناس القاسمة حاليا
أهلاً أسنو رسالة تعلمون يعني حسن في اللي بعد علمون قولوا سيدوس وكلام ده كويس يعني أنا متأكد يعني دي كلام على الجبار الناس دو أنا قولوا سيدوس كان نفسه حاجات ده وأنا سادة أسنو أوه كتبان في محل بس إذا جبر أنا وانس أنا قالي كان بقدر أعمله لأن كمان دايلود يعني عملوا قانوني ده إن نسوان برا أنا بناكسه إذا كمان كله حكومة كمان أسمع يعني مثل كل شيء بو لأن كمان فرصة في حياتنا يلي ما أكثر نسوان تحدي كله سيبو فرصة لنسوان مثل ناس على إني جواجا ل زل صن تأسى لحد سنان ما سمعت صوت مرة.
All right, shukran later. Kina di fursa kaman le de Grace. Grace tamena fakat?
Ana fakat.
Risala taki le ay zol basma risala taki bukun shunu. Akhir risala taki lena fi yom tal lela fi barnamij tanna le.
Fala ma taban gidara na bada. Ana gal shukran le rabana misabi inu le. Mini ba ana طالنا في مشكل في شغل تحت المرة من يوم خمسة هاري من يوم تسعة صار خمسة لا في 2009 لحد هسه صرت ما اسمع يا أنا بودي سكرا خالص مثلا إذا كن أسمع صرت أنا وإنا كمان أسمع صرت أكون وكده كوني سمير وكده كوني ماشي بينا برا.
شكرا لك شكرا لك أسونتا إذا في كتموش. All right, I think...
Can I do for Gladys to give us her last message and then we wrap up the program for tonight. Gladys, you're welcome.
Okay, thank you. My last message is actually directed to the communities, I mean the leadership in the community, community leadership, and also the state government, that I want to say that women's participation is very important and is key to any peaceful coexistence among conflicting communities. They will help in fostering communal harmony because, as I said, women have no, actually, they say they have no tribe. Galma remen du gebila. Umon gijozu, umon gonzu, they experience and tanuswante terkeka, makuda zaman dag zaman ta conference, umon jegeni sa umon geni wonuze. So their participation is key. Also, they are very important in livelihood sustainability. Actually, kan mafi, jena ma burale abu, jena gijale uma. So you can see how women are very important. So the inclusion is very important in any communal initiative. Also, the community leaders and state authorities should also think of taking the lead in creating spaces for women so that they would feel that their role is recognized and respected by all. And to the women who are up there at the national level or even at the state level who are leading in leading leadership positions, let them look down on the women in the communities. Let them come down to them. We are bringing towns to the villages. Yeah, so they have to come and see, look at their issues. The women in the communities or in the villages, they don't have the means to go and to travel long distances. Yeah, so they're in the spaces. So the women in leadership should come to them and speak and have dialogue with them periodically so that they will be able to reach a consensus. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, our guest.
And tonight we have seen that women, they can lead, they can also bring peace. The CUDA MOU is proof that the dialogue can also replace conflict, and it can bring about understanding and also a table for negotiations.
Indeed, thank you so much, our guests Gladys Jambe, Asunta Paul, and Grace Kani, and to all our listeners. Thank you so much for having been participating. Let's continue to support women as a champion of peace across our country in South Sudan. Until next time, this is Abraham Daljang.
And I'm Kafuki Jada.
We wish you harmony and understanding in every community. Bye for now.